Hello, love. When you come in, give us a ring. That'll bring your washing round. I've got you some fruit. And also, I have bought some vegetable lasagna. If you'd like one, I'll take it out of the freezer and Dad can bring it round. You can defrost it in your fridge, freezer, and then warm it up in your freezer. Okay? Bye.
Engines throb beneath my feet. At last I learned to take my responsibility seriously, filling my time with priceless monotony. Somewhere I could sense a longing in her, a longing to be elsewhere. She was soon gone. There was a storm brewing. I could see clouds swirling my morning coffee. So where was the future? Perhaps I would find it tomorrow. Where else? We are listed now, a part of tomorrow's origin, an entity. I found it hard to bear the thought of the dream, or its origin of knowing when it died, a part of me died already. Already the scientist has drifted from the ground. Now your own nostalgia is all I can hold on to. There seems to be no end to a finite past, though even infinity howling is a fresh vague issue. Moments I will miss. A twilight's dark light and void. We were never seen the same. Just for sure. No time for magic. Except the fear of blessing and confession. Screaming, come back to me. It can't end this way. The intensity of the visions behind my eyes reminded me I did not belong. Then he was me. Blessing and alienation. I knew of the existence of this being called the mechanic. I had been there before and it had brought me no pleasure. I learned of him in a storm of tears, and at once I knew it was too late. Then what could I do? The doubts of 700 years would play on my mind, like some bizarre ballet. I found myself to be lost in a large complex of identical corridors. Only she could face me. Only she could make the past in reality and realize existence. The best intentions still was avoided by the evil seed planted within me centuries earlier. She did not belong, then neither did I. Tis told, I found myself whispering something approaching infinite time.
I couldn't help it.
Suddenly I was alone with some weird electronic fantasy. Now the business at hand was to find the way to the complex. I knew that now, but I still didn't understand. Blessed alienation.
I watched him fall apart, his mind in some state of decay. I had to help him fulfill the dream. I checked the files on the mechanic. He would demand faith. Such was not an unknown concept to me. I knew I would wish to be laid to rest. There is only one place to die in the end. The outlook room. Hope will live to that point only. Then I must go. I'll be so. Blessed alienation.
It was a different scent I was searching for. I had no need for the mechanic. I found his presence to be quietly disconcerting. I could have caused some visitation to destroy the threat, but I would have lied to myself if I had done so. The threat was in the storm, not in the path that had followed it. No, perhaps this is not the path I would have chosen. But then what do I know? A life out of flesh? But the answer lay in the machines at the far wall in the dome citadel. At least she allowed her intuition to dream. Somehow, now we look back at the future together as I continue the long voyage to my birth. I will find peace out there, somewhere amidst the sine waves and white noise. I feel the power now, and I understand the truth, and I forgive. I seem to say thank you for night. I said goodbye with eyes closed also.
I was strong. I could commute between two planets for a few short months. Just until it was time. He had told me it was golden age to come. But then I could sense his confusion. Sometimes I just wanted to hold him, but such actions lead to the most painful misconceptions. Time had a way of paying for itself. I was sorry, but what could I do but wish him luck? My destiny did not lie in the same arena. I said goodbye with eyes closed. I transformed.